Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To the phones we go. He is a five-time NBA All-Star, former Golden State Warrior, a legend, ladies and gentlemen, Tim Hardaway, joining us here on Joe Low and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. What's up, Tim? How are you?
I'm great, man. How y'all doing, man? I'm out here in New York walking around just visiting my son and stuff, so you might hear some noise or whatever. Can y'all hear me all right?
It's all good. We appreciate it. We can hear you just fine. Let's right. start with this. How's everything going with your son in the Knicks? How's the family doing?
Well, family good. You know, I'm just trying to keep up his morale. You know, it's tough times for him and the Knicks right now, you know, not winning ball games. But I just tell him, you know, just go out there and play hard, keep playing the right way. Keep, you know, scoring the basketball and being aggressive and keep working on your game. And that's all you can do. Everything else will work its way out, but you still got to play the game of basketball no matter what your record is.
Do you ever throw in clips of your old days, TMC, pre-playoff run here in Golden State when you had to struggle through some tough times?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I talked to him about that. You know, I let him know that, you know, we had to, you know, run TMC with the Warriors. We had to struggle through tough times occasionally. You know, we had some rough seasons there. But you still got to just play. You know, like I said, you still got to play. You still got to have confidence in your team. Everybody just got to get better and, you know, and look for the future. That's all you can do. But you can't just quit and not play. You got to go out here and play hard each and every night and give it your all each and every night. Because that's what the team and the organization pays you for.
No question. Keep fighting. That's got to always be the answer, just to continue to fight. You look at a team, the Warriors, Boogie Cousins comes back and looks like the guys haven't lost much of a step, slamming, jamming, hitting the three. What have you seen out of Boogie, and how good can this team get with the addition of Boogie?
Well, you know what? Kudos to Boogie, first of all, coming back in shape, ready to play, not out of shape, you know, overweight. You know, and he just, he sees what he's been seeing what he has to do to, for the team. You know, I'm just amazed at how he comes in, he's starting, and it seemed like the Warriors haven't missed a beat. Like, they not waiting on him, and he's not waiting on them, and they constructing an offense the way they want to play while he's on the court. He's going to be a problem. You know, offense, he's going to be a problem. He's going to be able to spread the flow out. He can pass the ball. He can make plays off the dribble. Screen and rolls. He can roll. He's a very, very high IQ basketball player. And how they are going to play with him on the court is going to help them in a half-court situation with him. On defense, you know, they got to figure out how they're going to switch, or if they're not going to switch, or if they're going to, hedge out, he get back to his own. But they got to figure that out. But on offensive end, you know, kudos to him for coming back and being ready and out there, taking this team to another level.
Tim Hardaway joining us here on 95.7 The Game. What kind of team, what kind of roster construction does it take to try to give the Warriors a big problem? Not just in one game, but if we're talking about a seven-game series, when you see this starting lineup that the Warriors are going to throw out there, how do you counter that?
Well, I think teams are not going to deviate from what they do. You know, the Houston Rockets, they're not going to deviate from what they do. Who else? Portland Trailblazers, I don't think they're going to deviate from what they do. San Antonio, I know they're not going to deviate from what they do. They've been doing it for a long time, and Pop has a regiment that he does. But, in a seven-game series, teams just got to play the same style they've been playing all season long. They can't change. They can't change their style in the playoffs. So in a seven-game series, you got to figure out if you're going to double-team Boogie if he's hurting you, or if you're going to double-team the pick-and-roll, or you're going to switch on the pick-and-roll. And if you switch on the pick-and-roll, then you have to, if Boogie goes down low, or keep the floor space, then your big got to contend with Steph Curry or Kevin Durant, which that's going to be very, very hard to stay in front of them and to make them shoot over you because they go right past you the way the rules are today. So it's going to be interesting to see how other teams are going to conduct their defense and see how they're going to stop that, you know, the Warriors, especially if they're going well and they shoot the ball well from outside and they're getting that inside presence as Boogie can do down low. So it's going to be tough for teams to counter what the Warriors got on offensive end.
You mentioned styles, and Houston's got one of the more unique styles with James Harden going for 61 points and dominating the ball in virtually every possession. Is that sustainable for him as an individual, and can their team really advance that far considering they're pretty much a one-man show?
Well, you know, Harden, you know, everybody knows that he doesn't play defense. He rests on defense. He has people switching out on the guys that's coming off the picks, and he's not running around with nobody. He'll guard you down low. He's a great defender down low, and he uses his feet and his hands down low to defend very well and his body to defend very well. So I don't see them him burning out because on the offensive end, he's really not using a lot of energy now. You know, if you on him, the way the rules are constructed today, you're not really, you know, pushing or shoving or forcing them one way and put your hands on them because basically you can't touch them. And that's the way the rules are today. And he's benefiting from the rules. That's why he's scoring at a high clip like he's scoring. And, you know, with no threes, when we was playing with no threes, and if somebody was in foul trouble and they was playing against us, you know, we would have had 50, 60 points every game too because they didn't want to foul out. But, you know, the way the rules are today is beneficial towards him and a whole lot of players today. And he's taking very, very, very good advantage of the rules and doing what he's supposed to. So I don't see him burning out. And then I think he's going to get help. I think Chris Paul is coming back in the next, what, week or so. And he's going to get help. So that's going to help him out tremendously on the, you know, when Chris Paul come back.
Tim, this road trip, they got the Washington tonight, and then you got Boston Saturday. The Boston Celtics seem like Kyrie called some guys out. Looked like they're starting to get on a little heater here, get on a little run. How do you see that matchup, and who wins that one?
Well, first of all, you can't, you know, overlook the Washington Wizards. Even though their record is not that good, but that team is good. You know, that team is going to come in. They're going to play as hard as they can. Bradley Beal is playing at a high level now. And that team is understanding what they need to do out there on the court offensively and defensively. So, first of all, you cannot underestimate and go in there and think that you're just going to blow out the Washington Wizards. All right, that's the first thing. You got to go in there and do your job. Second thing is, you know, Boston Celtics, they're getting it together. They're getting it together. I think the guys are starting to understand who needs to do what, how they need to do it, and just keep playing the way they should be playing. And so that's going to be a great game. I think that's on ABC, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, Kyrie is going to be at home. And you know, he's been playing very, very well and at a very high clip at home. And so look for him to lead his team to try to get a victory over the Golden State Warriors. But, you know, like I said before, the Golden State Warriors just need to concentrate on continue to get better while Boogie is out there. Try to stay healthy as much as they can. And the bench has to rise up and come off the bench and beat the other benches, other team benches, because I think that's where the missing link is at for the Golden State Warriors is their bench. And I think, you know, to me, they are missing JaVale McGee, and they are missing a couple of those guys that used to come off the bench and made plays for them. But since Boogie is back, I think Looney is playing, coming off the bench, playing how he plays for 20 minutes, 25 minutes, 28 minutes, half the game, and giving them a spark off the bench. So I think that's one good plus where they can use to their advantage because he started, now he come off the bench and play.
Five-time NBA All-Star, Golden State Warrior legend Tim Hardaway with us here on 95.7 the game. Tim, we know you're busy. Enjoy your time in New York with your family. Thanks for jumping on. Hopefully we can do it again soon.
Hey, let's do it again soon. I appreciate you all. Thanks for having me on. Go Warriors.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!